So today we are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 19, verse from 170 to 175. And the title of the chapter is The Lord Instructs Srila Rupa Goswami. Sarva upadivi nirmuktam tatparadvena nirmanam Rishikena Rishikesa Sevayam Bhakti Ruchate. Bhakti or devotional service means engaging all our senses in the service of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master of all the senses. When the spirit soul renders service into the Supreme, there are two side effects. One is free from all materialistic designation, and simply by being employed in the service of the Lord, the senses are purified. Madguna sruti matrena mayi sarva guha saye manogati ravishina yata gangam basom dubo. Just as the celestial water of the Ganges flow undisturbed into the ocean, so when my devotees simply hear of me, their mind come to me as I reside in the heart of all. Lakshanam bhakti yogasya nirgunasya hi udaritam ahetuki avyavaita ya bhakti purushottame. There are the characteristics of transcendental loving service to Purushottama, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is causeless and it cannot be disturbed in any ways. Salokya sarti samipya sarupya kadvama piuta diyamanam nagrinanti vinamad sevanam jana. My devotee do not accept saloka, sarsisti, sarupya, samipya, or oneness with me, even if I offer their liberation in preference to serving me. Saeva bhakti yoga kya saeva bhakti yoga kya atyantika udarita yena trivrajya trigunam madbayayo papadyate. Bhakti yoga, as described above, is the ultimate goal of life. By rendering devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one transcends the mode of material nature and attains the spiritual position on the platform of direct devotional service. So we start with the verse of today. Bhukti mukti adi. Someone know in like the Bengali. Okay. Bhukti mukti adi vanchaya di mane baya. Sadhana kari re prema utpana nahaya. Bhukti, material enjoyment. Mukti, to become liberated from material bondage. Adi, and so on. Vancha, desire. Yadi, if. Mane, in the mind. Haya, Sadhana karire, even executing devotional service according to the regulative routine. Prema, real love of Krishna. Utpana, awakened. Na, not. Aya, is. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. If one is infected with the desire for material enjoyment or material liberation, he cannot rise to the platform of pure loving service into the Lord. Even though he may be spiritually, he may be superficially render devotional service according to the routine regulative principle. Purport, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur mentioned that if one maintains within his heart the desire to enjoy the result of good work, or being embarrassed by the material world, the desire to get out of material entanglement, one will never be able to attain the transcendental mellows of devotional service. In other words, one must not desire material profit when rendering devotional service, even if one follows all the 64 regulative principles, he cannot attain pure devotional service with the contaminated heart. Omagyanatimirandasya gyananjara shadakaya kshakshurun militam yena tasmahi sri gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swat Padantikam Vandeham Sri Gurum Sri Yutam Padakamalam Sri Rupam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sahagrana Sahagana Raghunatam Tam Vitamsa Sadvetam Savabhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishaka Vitamsa Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakon Shanagorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshvari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamani Hari Priye Taptakon Panchakalpa Tarubhaja Kripa Sindhu Bhavaja Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gora Bhaktavrindam Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in that portion of the chapter, Lord Chaitanya is describing symptom of devotional service. And I will take verse after verse because actually they are all very, very significant actually. So the first verse is Sarva Upadivini Muktam, and this means be free from all materialistic designation. And this is one of the symptoms that one must develop to render devotional service, to don't make any distinction and see the living being as a spirit soul, like servant of Krishna, and don't see the material condition. Because generally our tendency is to make so many distinctions, so many discrimination, and when we see the outside world, you know, it's like religion, sex, nation, and if we go down even the city, the part of the city, you know, everybody is just like identifying with the neighbor and the street and so many things. And even in our ISKCON society, even regarding the Vedic scriptures, there is many possibility to make distinction actually. And like Varnasham Dharma, you know, different Varna, different ashram, one is Shudra, Vesha, Kshatriya, Brahmana. And in this chapter previously, like 100 verses before, Lord Chaitanya give a very nice lesson about this, because he's talking with Vallabha Bhattacharya and Srila Rupa Goswami and his brother Sri Vallabha are very close actually. And Lord Chaitanya said to Vallabha Bhattacharya that actually you should not touch them because they are from low level actually. They were rendering service to the Muslims, so they are untouchable. But Vallabha Bhattacharya was a good Brahmana, he was a devotee, then he could understand the meaning of the word of the Lord Chaitanya actually, because even previously in this chapter, Lord Chaitanya embraced Srila Rupa Goswami actually. And there are so many ways to not see what is real in the person actually, the soul, the good qualities and we could find so many faults actually. And this cannot allow us to run the service to Krishna in the way that we will please him. And because in that verse, the 75, like it is clearly said that even if one knows all the Vedic ritual, if you run the service according to the 64 regulative principle, you know, if you don't have bhakti, if you don't have devotion, this is not pleasing Krishna actually. So the goal is to be like this, to don't find fault. And the other symptom of devotional service is that purify the senses. So this helps us to keep going, because more we purify our senses, more we became able to render proper service, like real devotional service. So this is very nice, because actually by rendering service we became more qualified to render service. So it's just like very nicely arranged by Krishna actually. And I want to mention that point, because I heard this some time ago about from Prabhupada. Actually, he was talking about surrender. So to be engaged in devotional service, we have to surrender. And many times we heard about surrendering body, mind, world. And actually, what is the real difficulty is to surrender the mind. And Prabhupada made that point. Actually, real surrender means to surrender the mind. Because we could engage the body, this is not really difficult. But even if the body is engaged, the mind could be completely against what we are doing, or could be thinking about something else. So what is really, really important is to learn how to engage the mind, how to surrender the mind, to drive the mind to develop good mood actually, and say, okay, it's nice to serve in that way, it's nice to serve others and to make good for the devotees, for the mission of Prabhupada. And the next verse is talking about the mind actually. Just as the celestial water of the Ganges flow uninterrupted into the ocean, so when my devotees simply hear of me, their mind come to me. I reside in the heart of all. And so this is also another symptom that when we are properly engaged in devotional service, the mind is just naturally absorbed in the proper direction, in Krishna consciousness. And there is no, you know, nonsense in the mind, no bad idea, nothing. Everything is okay, because we are properly situated, we run the good service, then everything is just like automatic, actually. And the next verse talk about other symptoms, other quality of devotional service, that one is causeless. So we should run the service without any motivation, any personal motive. Like just serving for service actually, nothing else. Just to please Krishna. And in my case, I learned one thing in this movement, that because to serve Krishna, to please Krishna, who knows? Actually, personally, I don't really know how to do this. And actually, one good way to be sure to please Krishna is to please the devotees, to serve the devotees. Then is no doubt, anyway, Krishna will be pleased. So, yeah, causeless service without motivation of personal enjoyment, any gain, anything. And the other symptom come right after is that this devotional service cannot be disturbed by anything actually. Nothing could stop devotional service, nothing could check the devotional service if you want to do it actually. There is no power in this creation that could stop one devotee to serve if you want to do it. The only thing that could stop his service is his own desire to stop to do it. There is nothing else who could stop it. And here the Lord confirmed it, that nothing could check devotional service, it's impossible, there is no power. So as ISKCON devotee, we must be faithful and confident to go on, because it is said clearly, nothing could stop it. Only our own self could make some obstacle in this path, because we want to stop, we may not, we don't really, I don't know what to say, but I will take back the book from the speak yesterday is a good example to explain that. Any problem that could come in our path, most of the time they come from our own self, actually. But we create many difficulties, and from the mind, and from our bad habits. And so the point is the end of the phrase, actually. So Bhaktisiddhanta say, when fault in others misguide and delude you, have patience, introspect, find fault in yourself. Know that other cannot harm you unless you harm yourself. So this is very nice point that Bhaktisiddhanta made, actually. The only problem we have, that we create our problem, and we create so many, we do so many bad deeds in previous lives, so now we have karma, we have difficulty, the life is complex, but actually it could be changed if we adopt the proper behavior in devotional service. Everything could be removed, and this seems to be very important. If we want peacefully and happily go on in devotional service, we must really look in ourselves, try to work on ourselves, and don't look too much about others, because what we're going to do, maybe we will start to find fault and criticize and make aparad, and it will be even more complicated. So better we have to learn to see the good in others and go on in our life. And nothing could be stopped, actually. Nothing could stop devotional service. And the next verse says that, my devotee do not accept saloka, sarsti, sarupya, samapya, or oneness with me. So the translation of those words are saloka, it's being on the same planet of me, sarsti, having opulence equal to me, samipya, having direct association with me, sarupya, having the same form as me, akadvya, oneness with me. So when we practice spiritual realization, when we go in the church of church, when we look for something, church, of the truth, in the path there is many options, actually, that one could stop, actually. You know, this is some of them that the Lord present to any spirit soul who go on in this path. But the ultimate goal is devotional service, is bhakti. So we should be focused on the last option, bhakti yoga, pure devotional service. And here it is mentioned that actually the devotee, when they come to the platform of devotional service, those type of liberation, those type of benediction, they don't care about those things, because there is no value. And because the gift of devotional service is the natural constitution of the soul, is to be the servant, then you could have loving exchange with Krishna and with any spirit soul, actually. Because when you love Krishna, you love everyone, so the exchange of love is possible. But with other type of benediction, of opulence, it cannot be complete. Regarding the satisfaction of the heart, one day I heard Radhanath Swami explaining that actually the object, they give satisfaction to the senses. Emotion, material emotion, could give satisfaction to the mind, but the only thing who gives satisfaction to the heart is love, actually. And the only way to express real love is through devotion. So it is the goal, actually, it is the gift of bhakti yoga, to be to be able to exchange love with God and with others, jiva. And the next verse mentioned that he said that Bhakti Yoga, as described above, is the ultimate goal of life. By rendering devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one transcends the mode of material nature and attains a spiritual position on the platform of direct service. So it is the goal, actually. It is what we should do forever. It's like the exchange of the spiritual world. And we come to the verse of today that if one is infected with desire for material enjoyment or material liberation, he cannot rise to the platform of pure loving devotional service into the Lord, even though he may superficially render devotional service according to the routine regulative principle. And when I was reading this verse, I was trying to understand what is the meaning of this. And something came in my mind is that, like, when we have material desire, it means that we want to enjoy. And when we want to enjoy, we want to take the position of Krishna, actually. We want to be the enjoyer. And so this gives space to, in the heart, to develop pride. I'm the one. I'm the enjoyer. And in the next, Bhaktisiddhanta explained. He said that actually, if one maintains within his heart the desire to enjoy the result of good work, or being embarrassed by the material world, the desire to get out of material entanglement. So this, I would say, to me, make quite a lot of sense, actually. Of being embarrassed by the material world. I remember myself not so long ago, like some months ago or last years ago, I was in such a, let's say in one sense, complicated situation with so many work to do, so many problems, so many mental difficulties and mental concoction, and so many... My life was really, really crazy. It was the pictures of my life. I was really in a difficult situation quite often, and regularly was coming back again. And the tendency when I was in those difficult times, is to want to get out of it, you know, because nobody wants to suffer. And I realized after some time by going again through those period of time and difficulty and pain, and I was taking shelter to the devotee. I was coming to Radha Desh. I was associating with some friends, some devotee, revealing my mind, sharing my problem. And gradually, after quite some time, I came to the point of realizing that actually it was only mental concoction. Because the world doesn't change, the life goes on, nothing will change, you will be always problem, always difficulty, always suffering, always pain. And actually, the problem was how I was approaching those situations, how my mind was rejecting those situations. And gradually I start to have this understanding, and now I have completely different vision of the scene, actually. Now I say, okay, anyway, problem will be there, difficulty will be there, I have to work hard. So now my mind starts to accept those situations, and everything became easy. Everything became more quiet, more peaceful, but nothing really changed. Situation is exactly the same. The only thing that changed is my vision of the situation. And so I relate those two points. I was remembering the Sikshashtakam verse, the third verse of Sikshashtakam, that Trinanda Pisunichena Tarodiva Saishnuna. To work against pride, we have to develop humility, we have to put ourselves down, actually, to learn to become a servant, actually. Then we could fight against this tendency to enjoy and material desire. Because if we serve, there is no real option to be the enjoyer. So it's maybe a way to fight again this tendency of enjoyment. And while we are entangled in material nature, in problem, in difficulty, if we try to get out, it seems to myself that it means that I want to manipulate to get out. So I want to try to do some arrangement to be free from those suffering. So it seems clearly that I want to be the doer, I want to be the controller. So if one has to be tolerant, he cannot be the controller. Tolerance means I have to accept whatever comes, like good or bad, doesn't matter. I have to accept and try my best to surrender happily with enthusiasm and work in that path of devotional service. So it was for me, it was interesting to see that connection with this verse, actually. So I think I will stop here, and if someone have a comment or some question. How to reach on that level? How to reach in that level? I think. Okay, I think is the worst the word 174. Bhakti yoga, as described above, is the ultimate goal of life. By rendering devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one transcends the mode of material nature and attains the spiritual position in the platform of devotional service. This verse you are speaking about? Yeah, so this verse describes Bhakti as the ultimate goal of life. And by rendering service, we reach that level of Bhakti Yoga. So what I could say is that the way to reach this platform, to achieve this platform, is to practice, to render service, is to learn maybe through the scriptures, to the senior devotee, what can I do to serve? How can I behave properly to run the proper service to please the Vaishnava, to please the senior devotees? And because it is said that to make progress, you have to serve the senior devotees. This is a sure way to make progress, is to serve other devotees and learn more and more how to serve them properly. And generally, we may focus on guru when we talk about senior devotees, but there is many level of senior devotees. And ultimately, there is always someone who knows something better than us. So we could actually serve any devotees and make some good advancement if you are in the proper mood, actually, the mood of the servant, and I'm here to serve them and try to please them. And it's not required to do any big service, because any service could give the same result. One could be cleaning the temple, serving the prasadam, or could be temple commander, temple president, even GBC. The mood is important. Why am I doing this? What is my attitude when I'm rendering this service? And if you have proper behavior, proper mood, the result will be the same. Doesn't matter which service we are doing. So this could be a way to grow up in that path of devotional service. And of course, chanting, doing kirtan, following the sadhana, chanting the japa. some we need rest. This material body needs some rest. Sometimes the mind needs some recreation. It needs some. It's not that it's like enough. We go for the for the hard work forever, and one day it's done. No, it's like there is. It's like the season. If we see the season, there is summer, winter, springtime, autumn. So in our devotional service, it's more or less the same. And sometimes there is winter, like cold, it's dark, it's difficult. And sometimes there is springtime and there is summer. So it's like this. But when the winter comes, we should not give up at that time. We should not try to take the recreation at that time. We should try to go through the difficulty, through the hard time, and cross over it, get the good resolve, and then we make progress, then the mind becomes stronger, then the mind gets more ability to react in some difficulty for the future. But if when the difficulty comes, if we just try to go around, we may go around a little time and have some fun, but the problem will come back here, a little bit bigger, and wait us again. And if we never go through the difficulty, we will never get any good result, because we will stay, in one sense, weak. And the path of devotional service is not just happiness. There is a lot of happiness. Kirtan, the prasadam, association with the devotees, the wonderful. But there is another side that we must take in consideration, and it is very important that we have to work hard and be ready to suffer a little bit, to do some tapasya, some austerity, and Lord Brahma, when Lord Brahma came in the material world, he was in complete darkness, he was with no knowledge, he was on a lotus flower in the middle of nowhere, and then wave come, winds, and difficulties, suffering, and ignorance, he was completely lost. Then he meditated, then he do tapasya for a long time, then he gets the mercy of the Lord, so we are in one sense on the same position, because we are lost and we have to endeavor to get the mercy. And yes, because it's sure if we want to please Krishna directly, we may not know how to do it, because nobody knows really Krishna. We are conditioned, we are very conditioned, we have so many anattas. Me, for example, as a French conditioned soul, I have a type of education that maybe according to Krishna consciousness, I will not naturally behave properly. So to please Krishna, I'm not sure. And I have experience in the past, because I have the great fortune to travel for some time with my guru. And I was serving him. And I see the change coming. I see how it was powerful to serve the Vaishnava. And I remember also my first travel to Mayapur. I went there for Bhakti Shastri. And I was there for, it was a very nice experience and nice realization about that point of serving the devotee. I come to Mayapur, and after a few days I was going to the temple to chant my own, like around 3 o'clock every day, try to go early to chant my own. And in the temple every night was a devotee chanting. He was always here before anyone. And he was leaving the temple just after Tulasi Puja. His name is Maloshan Prabhu. He left his body maybe 1 year and a half ago. So the first time I saw him, I was a little bit, surprised, because the way he was chanting, and he was just walking around the temple, and sometimes he was going under bed sheet, and he was practically screaming the holy name. and like very highly. And one day I remember another devotee, because in Mayapur they clean the temple during the night, maybe 1 hour before Mangal Aarti. So they clean the temple with water, and one devotee just finished to clean the temple. You know, temple room was perfectly clean. And Padmalokshan was with his bags, and he take a bloom, and he starts to bloom a little bit the door when the Shingadev is. And some dust comes, some piece of straw just fall on the floor, and he just make, you know, the other just finished 10 seconds before, and he just put something behind on the floor. And I look at him, I say, but it's not really nice. But I don't do anything, I just see, and I was just thinking, it's not really strange. So a few days passed, and Padmalokshan gave Bhagavatam class. And I went to the class, I listened to the class, and I was just, and he just sit on the Vyasasan. His foot was on the floor. He doesn't chant Radha Madhava, he just give the mic to someone else, and someone else chant. And he just close his eyes and just wait. Then devotee finished to attend the class, and he take the mic, he recite one time the verse, then he stop, and he let the devotee finish. And I was again thinking, wow, he's quite a strange personality. But he start to speak Bhagavatam, and I was just like astonished by his class, because he was so powerful, he have so much knowledge of the scriptures. And every day after Tulasi was going out, and I was in Mayapur following Bhakti Shastri, but I'm not really like a scholar. I'm not really in study, and daily study is not really is quite difficult for me, but I was doing it because my guru asked me to do it, so I just do it. And I asked Padmalokshan after a few days if I can do some service for him. And I was going in his home, and I was doing some service, and I was doing Bhakti Shastri because my guru wants me to do it. And when he asked me to do it, my first answer was no. I said, no, I don't want to do this. And after a few weeks, I realized, yeah, I do something wrong, because my guru asked me to do something, and I just reject his instruction. So I take the decision, I book the flight, I book the course, and I went there, and I follow the best I could. But and my guru came at the end of this course for GBC meeting, and just before he was coming, I get this realization about serving the devotees and pleasing them, and it was like the most sure way to please Krishna, and is no, it's a guarantee that Krishna is pleased actually by serving the devotees. Yeah. So. Prabhupada said this, he said that actually it's very simple. Krishna consciousness process is very simple, but actually so simple that we're going to miss it, because the tendency to make it more complicated. And the first verse of today, like of the five verses, I know, to get free from materialistic designation. And it's so many ways to do materialistic designation, you know, regarding the body, regarding the circumstance, regarding our own self, and all those designations just spoil our life, actually. Because devotional service means what? Means just to serve. And Lord Chaitanya, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna came in the form of a devotee to show the example. And what he was doing, he was serving the prasadam, he was cleaning the clothes of the devotees, he was cleaning the paraphernalia for the devotee to give the arti. And he's the Lord. He was showing the example. And what he's showing is not complicated. They clean the temple together, you know, the Gudincha Lila. They clean the temple together. Everybody could do it. You don't have to have a lot of knowledge, don't have to be devotee for 10 years. The first day you could do it. Anybody could wash a pot. And if you watch the pot in the proper mood, you make the same advancement than giving a nice, good class in front of so many devotees. For Krishna, it doesn't make difference. He's not impressed by any qualities, actually. The only thing that attracts Krishna is devotion. So it's like, make something simple. And we could see that the advanced devotee in ISKCON, for example, the sannyas or GBC or advanced disciple, they have those qualities, you know. It's not because they are guru, they are sannyasi, that they give up to do those simple things. Me, I see many times when I was in Mayapur and Vrindavan or traveling, I see, you could see them, they are looking for the opportunity to serve the prasadam, or looking for devotion, the opportunity to run the simple service, because in their position it may not be so easy to do those simple service. But they still, they have this desire to do it. When I was in Woodstock, I see Govinda Swami, he was serving the prasadam to everyone. So it's just like natural for them. Yeah. So, yes? Actually, I don't change my mind. I was really, because from some years ago, I'm practicing devotional service, and I'm sure, like everyone, I go to some up and down, to some difficulty, some crazy situation, some problem, some, you know, relation with the devotee is not always easy. It's like, you know, we have so many anattas, and this material world is not easy to live in Kali Yuga. Everywhere you go is just, it looks like crazy, it looks like a mess. But it's Krishna who made that world in that way for us to, you know, to think a little bit, what am I doing here? You know, what should I do? And my life was so complex, I was so, like say, miserable and suffering. And the thing I was really doing, I was praying very strongly, please Krishna, give me the opportunity to keep going in that devotional path, because it's the only goal. This I'm convinced. There's no doubt. There is nothing else to do. Is be part of this ISKCON. For me, this ISKCON movement is part of Bhakti Yoga. But please give me the quality to do it well, in a proper consciousness, in a proper condition, and. And it was difficult for me to accept those suffering. And many times I was going to some devotees and talking and revealing my mind, and it was helping, but, you know, again it was repeating. And one day, Prahladananda Swami was here. I remember this was a change. Prahladananda Swami was there in his room, and I said, I want to ask him about this, because, you know, it's, I see some changing was happening in my life. Gradually, it was coming a little bit better and better. And I go to him and I say, Maharaj, why? I do this, I live like this, I try like this, try like that, but, you know, again, 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 and again, it's so complex, it's so painful, and this. And he look at me, because Maharaj is quite, you know, straight, and he's, you know, he say the thing as they are, and it doesn't matter. And he look at me and say, but it is your karma. You have to suffer. And he just make the point, and I look at him, I was happy actually with the answer, because, and I tell him, but it's good to hear it, because before nobody was really telling me this, and this was the fact, you know. I was suffering, I was miserable because of my previous karma. But one thing is that due to my present condition, I was making my suffering more intense. Because I was getting in some trouble, my life was not easy, but due to my mental condition, I was make it worse. Then I start to catch the point. I say, okay, the mind now, just, you know, come down, problem will be there. Queen Kunti, she's always praying for calamity. So, you know, it's this calamity will come, and we must be happy, you know, to get problem. And if we become more Krishna conscious, problem will not be problem anymore. Because we will be able to accept, you know, the things as they are, and try to, you know, maybe to swim or to work properly between those problems and try to, you know, to serve in the way that we push on the mission. And I really feel now that, you know, the less the problem of the, what the material energy present to us are not the problem. They are just, you know, it is said that obstacle on the path of bhakti is like, no. Obstacle in the path of the bhakti, they are the servant of the Lord, actually. Just, they are just here to help us to work, to develop more strength, more good quality, and go on, obstacle after obstacle, actually. So they are not problem, actually. The problem is that how we see the situation, how we perceive the what is around us, actually. And it became a problem if we look at it as a problem, but better we look at it as an opportunity to, you know, to become better, actually. Or to help the devotees, or to serve the mission, or to, you know, Prabhupada, he went to so many difficulties. Compared to what Prabhupada went through, you know, he was traveling around the world, there was so many temples everywhere, so many Sankirtan parties, so many disciples. And when we heard Prabhupada's memory, we could figure out how complicated it could have been, because nobody knows nothing about Bhakti Yoga, everybody starts. So if Prabhupada, actually Prabhupada was so much Krishna conscious that for sure he doesn't see any problem. You know, he knows that, you know, what's happened is just Krishna's arrangement to teach everyone, to bring everyone up, and it's like this, actually. And one thing, actually, like everything we perceive, everything we feel, we taste, we smell, or we hear, is always through the filter of the mind, actually. Because today we may like this this sweet, but tomorrow, for one reason, we don't like it. But it's the same preparation, it's the same recipe, the same ingredient, you have the same tongue, the same belly. But one day we like it, one day we don't like it. So, because of the mind, actually, accept and reject. So we should learn to train the mind to accept what is favorable, and what is not favorable, we just, you know, leave on the side, and the mind could be best friend or worst enemy, so better have it as a best friend. There is some comment on okay. Mantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.